With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, now the 9th of December. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us. The whole idea of the session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So let's jump straight into it then. We've got a couple of interesting observations to make. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Okay, so all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Trade selection, where do we then enter and exit those markets, which is your trading strategy. Your risk management approach as well, your ability to manage trades effectively, along with trading psychology, all very, very important features. Now, there's a huge amount of kind of hesitation or indecision in these markets for probably very, very valid reasons. It's always a nervy dynamic when you have speculative volatility in markets with indiscriminate buying, which pushes prices higher, which makes those prices a little bit untenable, and you've got to sort of keep that momentum going. Otherwise, it does cause a few problems for these markets. We've seen a few days now of sort of jitters playing out. And this is the problem with kind of an overpriced bubble type market dynamic. So from a psychological perspective, there is definitely little pockets of anxiety. And that's only reinforced now with US government bond yields, and we'll have a look at those in just a second, because we have the Fed cutting rates. So those rates, those bond yields should be coming down, and they're actually rallying quite aggressively into that rate cut. So it just makes you wonder how many more rate cuts will the Fed, how much room will they have to cut rates, and will the market expectations regarding further rate cuts and 2026, which is two more rate cuts in 2026, is that now at risk? And one big, huge missing piece in this whole jigsaw is US inflation. So that is very likely going to be the decider for these markets. And I think some of the inflation numbers are due out next week, but we need to double check the dates on that. I don't think they're due out this week. So, and that's obviously as a result of so much missing specifically inflation-related data due to the government shutdown. So again, quite a messy backdrop, unfortunately. So we address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms. So we're strong advocates of still maintaining a degree of consistency in our decision-making, accuracy with the levels we use, discipline with our capital, and of course, being patient is, as you know, we prefer to look for high probability trades, you know, trades that kind of make a high degree of sense, but and opportunities that we can trade effectively. That's not always that easy to do, especially in market conditions like we're currently experiencing. However, there is a number of major news events now, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So if we look at Tuesday the 9th, we had the RBA pause rates now. They're still quite elevated, as you can see. 3.6 is our current rate. We decided against a rate cut, and some of these central banks, there's aspects of hawkishness maybe that they can't cut as much as they would perhaps like to. We heard it from the ECB yesterday with Schroebels, who's potentially taken over from Christine Lagarde, and she'd be an advocate potentially raising rates. Are basically the next move for the ECB could be a rate hike, not a rate cut. So this is a bit of a shift in dynamic, and there's other central banks as well, not to mention the Bank of Japan, which are embarking on a potential rate hike cycle. And we use the word potential because rhetoric is quite important. And we're going to get a little update on the BOJ now in the next hour or so. So we'll prepare ourselves for that and what that means for the Japanese yen as well, of course. We've now got this ADP weekly employment change number. We've got JOLTS jobs in there as well this afternoon. This is September data, JOLTS job openings. And then we'll get, I assume, October's numbers. Unless we're missing a month. We try and get a bit of an update on that news event today as well. And then tomorrow, just to give you a heads up, really, it's all about the FOMC. Well, we do have the Bank of Canada as well. They're expected to pause. So central banks are having a bit of a pause at a time when the EC with the FOMC may be cutting rates. Well, are very much expected to cut rates. Now, how dovish or how hawkish will they be? That is the major question for tomorrow night. And we'll be broadcasting live as well from 7:30 for the press conference. If you want to join us for that. We'll be able to see market reaction to a very important news event like this. And really, that's the main question. Are we going to get a hawkish rate cut or a dovish rate cut? And will we get something bland in between? Right, let's cut rate, but let's wait and see what happens because we have no idea. So there could be somewhere in the middle between a dovish and a hawkish rate cut. Okay, and then on Thursday, of course, we've got the SMB, again, expected to hold rates at zero. And then unemployment claims on Thursday. So an important few days for markets. What sort of backdrop do we have going into these markets? Well, bond yields are actually rallying and not moving lower. So look, we can go as far back as the end of November, where we're at 4%. And this is the 10-year now. And now we're rallying to 4.17. And we're now sort of clearing these highs. So 4.2 or above means a bit of a kind of a shift. A little bit off those lows, but as far as the 2-year, which is obviously the Fed have more control over something like the 2-year. So if we look at something like, again, the lows of November. Yeah, we were at 3.45. And now we've rallied to 3.58. So this is a little bit counterintuitive. It's not particularly in line with expectations. It is implying that the Fed have less room to cut. Just to compare and contrast, the Japanese 2-year is also on the rise. So we've got the Japanese 2-year in here at 1.07. Again, continuing to rally quite aggressively. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were at 0.92. And now we're up at 1.07. And this is allowing the BOJ to raise rates. And allowing the Fed to effectively cut rates but not as much as perhaps the market were anticipating. Now, I think most people probably expect this is a short-term blip, because when you have a central bank cutting rates, it's likely to drag those bond yields lower. So this seems to be a bit of a short-term bounce in US treasuries before we probably get another leg to the downside. So most people expect that actually we're rallying now, but with inflation coming down, or let's say if it doesn't sort of get that much higher, then we'd probably have much calmer position for these bond yields to move lower. So why is this important? Because this is stopping the risk on trade, which is what we're trying to sort of be a part of, really. It's also stopping the dollar from weakening, which is the trade we're looking for. So it's this move over the last week or so is a little bit destructive to kind of what we've been angling for, which is, as you probably know, let's get up our so what we've been looking for is, well, further upside in markets like the indices. We tried to have a little bit of a wobble yesterday, but it was nothing really behind it apart from a little bit of probably anxiety really about things. However, we've got a very bullish bias in the euro dollar and the pound dollar, and we tried to be really quite bearish yesterday. It was looking really quite negative. Didn't really stick before the close. So our bias hasn't shifted, but we don't really have a green light to trade it either, due to these sort of bond yield dynamics. But those could shift, and we could see further weakness in this dollar. The dollar index would be worth looking at. Now, an opportunity yesterday that we were looking at was this in here with US oil. Now, we've rallied lower, but we also want to demonstrate that we're in an awful lot of support in here, in at these low levels. And prices have, yes, they've broken to the downside. Didn't really get into it in a timely fashion. So when we see trades like this, you see, we're not bending over backwards to be rushing into it, because the previous price action is really quite choppy. We didn't quite get up to the highs. Would have been easier if it rallied an extra 30, 40 pips yesterday, but it didn't. It kind of sold off quite sharpish. And in a backdrop which is a bit complicated, we don't mind really being patient on this one and waiting for a bit of a pullback. So our overall bias is to the downside eventually. And will we get some decent opportunity to sort of get into those trades? So in terms of directional bias, we're bullish the US indice markets unless we have a very specific reason not to be. And there's a bit of fear and anxiety, but actually the fundamentals appear to be relatively solid. And we still have the Fed cutting rates, and we may get a bit more of a dovish Fed. It's really hard to know with Jay Powell. We've got a lot of members of the FOMC angling for a series of rate cuts. So will he give in to that narrative, or is he a bit too concerned about the data? So not a huge amount of clarity in these markets, especially with bond yields. So instead of a risk-on trade, we kind of have a semi-risk-off trade. So when it comes to our trade plan then for the morning, it's really hard to move away from the fact that it's kind of a mixed. We can't even really put the word risk on there, or mild risk on. So it's mixed market condition due to dovish Fed expectations. Yeah, including Kevin Hassett as next chair. AI bounce and end of year rally potential. We're not seeing any evidence of it yet, but all of that is still intact. So we can look for further indices strength, further dollar weakness. We'll just put in here post. Right, so this basically just implies we're in the middle of this sort of little mini rally in markets like the 2-year Treasury note. And once that starts to roll over to the downside, which we're sure it will probably pretty soon, then we can pull the trigger on some dollar weakness again. Just don't really have the backdrop. And then yen strength and BOJ rate hike rhetoric and narrowing 2-year yields. So we're getting the narrowing of the 2-year yields. We're about 247 basis point differential. I think on Monday we were probably 250. So we said, look, just be mindful of this 2-year Treasury and BOJ, or sorry, Japanese 2-year yields as well, sort of narrowing. They are narrowing, not by that much just yet. So bear that in mind. Keeping all options open, really, really important. Is there anything else? Gold or oil? Yeah, we do like oil to the downside. There's just an awful lot of sort of noise in there. So look, we're still in the NASDAQ, still willing to stick with it, still think we'll probably break these highs. And we probably assume that the FOMC is going to be the catalyst of this year-end rally. So it's in their hands as to whether we finish strong or we just limp out for the year. And the Fed have been quite good at Christmas presents for financial markets. So it just remains to be seen how hawkish or how dovish the FOMC actually are going to be at this time of blindness, almost, you know, a lack of data, which we know is frustrating them. Okay, so look, that's where we're at for now. I suppose it is just a consequence of these markets, really, and some of the rhetoric coming out. I mean, we've obviously got silence as far as the FOMC is concerned, and we'll get that press conference tomorrow. So that will be sort of an interesting play for these markets. And it's not really about the moves going into the FOMC. It's really going to be about the moves coming out of it. And it's a pivotal event for financial markets ordinarily. But this one is it'll have a big impact on global bond markets, other central bank policy measures. So it's going to be an important one, and I'm sure there might be some sort of repricing of these rates in 2026, which will, you know, it's really important to know. Right, so listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. That's our trade plan. We're kind of, at the minute, we're kind of stuck between risk on and risk off from a sentiment perspective. There's exuberance in the dollar, but then there's concern in the bond yield market, and the dollar is kind of remaining quite sticky as a result. We do have a bullish bias on gold. We've got a bearish bias in US oil. So a bit of a mixed bag, I'm afraid. You know, this is us just calling it as we see it. And as a result, we can be patient waiting for slightly better conditions to come away. It's very annoying, very frustrating, but if you can put that to one side and we can focus our attention on hopefully better quality trades, in the not too distant future, you know, that'll probably bode well. There's a bit too much erratic choppiness really for us. There's a distinct lack of clarity there. Okay, so any questions, feel free to reach out, guys. As always, thanks very much for joining us. That's our trade plan for the day. Those of you that can join us for the European training session, we'll be broadcasting there in about a minute's time. So we'll see you there very shortly. Right, we'll let you go. Thanks very much, guys. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.